Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
About half of gamers are women, but professional esports are still catching up. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Today we're revisiting an episode on gender diversity in professional video gaming, otherwise known as esports. It's grown into a billion-dollar industry. Tournaments draw crowds of tens of thousands to watch players compete at games like Valorant and League of Legends. And top esports athletes earn millions of dollars. But for too long, like so many facets of the gaming world, this industry has been dominated by men. A 2019 report showed just 5% of professional esports players were women. It's a reality that is slowly changing, as Marketplace Tech's Daniel Shin reports.
Heather Garoza watched her brother and his friends play competitive esports tournaments in the mid-2000s.
And me being the competitor I was, I didn't want my brother to be better than me at anything, so I jumped into playing as well.
And that was the start of her long career as an esports athlete under her gamer ID, Sapphire. Back in the early days, Garozo remembered how unique it was to be a woman competing in live esports tournaments.
I didn't have to tell people what I looked like when I was going to meet someone at an event because look for the woman and you're going to find me.
Today, there are still few women competing at these tourneys, especially at the top level, says Morgan Ramine, co-director of the nonprofit research and advocacy group AnyKey.
Esports today, we see very few women on the big event stages, which is actually a pretty big difference between the people on the stages and competing in those big prize pool tournaments and the number of women who are actually playing online at home.
Ramine estimates at least 30% of gamers are women or girls who potentially deal with cultural misperceptions over their abilities and their skills, which can lead to a lot of online harassment and toxicity. And that can push them away from esports in general, says Ramine.
And so you have fewer women who are even entering the pipeline in the first place.
But the esports scene and gaming in general are changing. According to Tom Morris, trends manager at the market research firm GWI.
While our data shows more men playing games or watching esports than women, that gap is getting a lot smaller.
And support for women who want to be in esports, whether it's playing the game, working as a broadcaster, or managing teams, is growing too. From community-organized tournaments and support networks, to game developers themselves launching support programs for minority esports athletes in recent years. There's still more work to be done, but all of this is having an effect from Heather Garozo's point of view. Although retired from playing esports, she's still active in the scene.
When I go to tournaments now, and I am blown away by the number of women just to watch as friends is incredible. That didn't exist back in the day.
So, with the increase in structural support for minority esports athletes, maybe with time, we'll see more women on the esports stage.
That was Marketplace Tech producer Daniel Shin. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.